You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Greyhound Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Greyhound Podcast. Four fantastic days to look forward to at Wimbledon, running from Wednesday through to Saturday for round one of the William Hill Greyhound Derby. And it's fair to say it's the biggest Greyhound Derby we've ever had. And joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is Racing Post Greyhound expert Jonathan Kay. How are you, Jonathan?
Oh, I'm so excited about this. You are saying it's the biggest ever. I mean, it's just huge. I mean, it's been logistically a bit of a nightmare, but we're virtually there now, and I can't wait for the action to start.
Yeah, such a huge number of entries that we've had to do it over 4 days, the first round, and the prize money is excellent as well. It should be a cracking start to the competition, shouldn't it?
Well, that's the first thing to say. The prize money put up by Hill, £250,000, £250,000, just take that in. And it's got people coming from all over. I think there's a record Irish entry as well as a record overall entry this year. And we've had to go 4 nights. And, of course, logistically, it's been a bit awkward, because how do you get down to the 96 that you require for the second round? Well, what it's meant is that we've got more heats, but only two going through from every heat in the first round. 48 heats, you've got to finish in the first.
Yeah, let's just take this point to explain. Two of them will go through. Jonathan will give us his front two in every race. The races where there are six runners, he's going to give us a tri-cast option as well, aren't you, Jonathan?
So. Yeah, that's right. Obviously, there are tri-casts available where you get a six-runner race, and finding the winners might be difficult enough, but we'll push the boat out and see if we can get the odd tri-cast.
Yeah, we don't want a lot off you. Right, we start with a look at the outright market, though, and then we'll move on to the heats. The market headed by Droopy's Nidge at 14-1, 25s for Farlow Blitz. Sidarian Blaze is 28-1. It's 33s for Ballymac Matt, Droopy's Ward, New In Yolo, and Quietly, and Riverside Pat, and Swift Hoffman, and Ted's Last. It's then 40-1 for Dean Ridge Pennies, Gaytime Hawk, and Ballymac Brogan is 50s with Blue Cafu, Claire's Wonder, and a whole host more, in fact. So who'd you like in there, Jonathan?
Well, I do think that the front end of the market is short enough, given the, you know, how wide open. How many greyhounds can actually win it? Let's not make any mistake. There's probably 50 greyhounds who connections will think have got a realistic chance of winning this title. It really is wide open. The greyhounds caught my eye in the preliminaries is a greyhound called Riverside Patter, an Irish raider. Now, he ran really, really well in a trial stakes against Ballymac Brogan. Was out-trapped, but showed good pace, got crowded at the third bend and still rallied to get up. I think he's got everything that you want in a potential greyhound to go a long way in the derby, because I think that's all we can be looking for at the moment. And I think that he is the one of the more fancied runners that I will be putting up at this stage.
Okay, 33-1 for Riverside Pat. Anything else in there? I suppose you can have a couple of picks up at the prices, can't you?
Save the Don, Scottish Derby finalist. He actually led in the Scottish Derby final and got all sorts of trouble. Ended up on the floor on the run-in. Now, he has had a little bit of a time off since that, but done some excellent sprint work since. I think he could be considered a big price, another Irish raider. And of the home contingent, well, the Greyhound, it would be no surprise should Droopy's Ward get to the final again. He's such a durable Greyhound that he's been campaigned with this very much in mind. But I think also you've got to give due respect to the Scottish Derby champion, Swift Hoffman. He has really rediscovered his best form. There's a little bit of an issue that he's only ever won out of trap six, but as his trainer Pat Rosny says, he has run some very good races when not drawn in six. Being a wide can be an advantage at Wimbledon, and I can see him going a long way too.
Okay, so a few to consider in the outright market then. Quickly, before we get stuck into the heats as well, we've got a whole range of specials on the William Hill website. If you just go to the Greyhound pages and click on the specials tab at the top of the page, you'll see them all there. We've got the likes of winning nationality, winning trainer to make the final, winning prefix, and so on and so forth. Plenty on there. And I know you quite like a couple of those markets, Jonathan.
I do. I mean, You mentioned winning nationality. There's already been support for an Irish winner. Obviously, numerically, I think they've got about 40 runners compared to 210 for the home team. But the quality is with the Irish team. And whatever the overall outcome, I think they will trade very close to joint favourites at some point during the competition. So if you wanted to take a position, you could back Ireland to be the winner. I'd say Ori has been well supported, but I wouldn't let that put me off. But it's the old favourites. I love the fact the track record market is always a popular one. And I think the bookmakers have been a little bit bitten in previous years. You used to get quotes of around about 3-1. Well, it's 7-4 now with William Hill for the 480-metre track record, which stands at 28.06, set last year by Fiery Splendour. It's 7-4 for that to go. I think it's more likely to go than not. So you definitely, I would say, the 7-4 is value. Wimbledon, a number of grounds have been getting quite close. Wimbledon's been running very live lately. It tends to go early in a meeting, so you'd look for a big run in maybe one of the first three or four races of the night, but I do think you'll get a good run for your money, certainly in the first two rounds with that, because that's when track records tend to go. The other market that is always incredibly popular is that for the fastest sectional, and that's for the Greyhound to clock the quickest split to the winning line first time round. And you know, that it can be very interesting, because it can be a rank outsider that does it. Might not have to win the race, may come fifth or sixth ultimately, but it's that time to the winning line first time that counts. And I'm very, very sweet here on a Greyhound at a big price, Jolly Tricks, 50-1 for Kevin Hutton. Now, Kevin says that this Greyhound is the most natural trapper he's ever had. He didn't, as it happens, ping particularly well in his warm-up trial, but it'll be all the better for that experience. Sectionals at Toaster and Sittingbourne in his relatively short British career to date show you how quick he can be. And at 50-1, you might only get one go with him, because he's in a tough heat and he could go out, but at 50-1, he has to be worth an interest.
Yeah, it's worth a go at 50-1, and you can throw a couple of quid at that and only need to take an interest in the first circuit. How about that? Good stuff. Let's get stuck into the heats then. The first heat of the first round in the William Hill Greyhound Derby is the 7:39. Trap 2, Lenson Sanchez, heads the market at 11-8. It's 2-1 for Paradise Maverick, 4-1 for Trap 6, Boom Boom Hero, 5-1 for Trap 1, Ballymac Mosjo. And next week's news, Trap 5 there is the 16-1 outsider. Trap 4 is vacant. So who do you like in the opening heat?
Trainer Pat Buckley, an Irish trainer, has all the aces here by the looks of it. He trains both Lenson Sanchez and Paradise Maverick. Lenson Sanchez won the Puppy Derby over the course and distance last year, and then got to the Scottish Derby final. Arguably unlucky, was right on the bend when forced to check. Now, Paradise Maverick has got some top form as well. He won the Cesarewitch at Mullingar earlier in the year, so has to be respected. But I just think Lenson Sanchez has got a little bit more all-round about him. Also has the benefit of being drawn inside. So I do prefer Lenson Sanchez to Paradise Maverick. If you're looking for a little bit of a surprise in the heat, maybe Boom Boom Hero in Trap 6, who's always got a fast start and a ping in him, because Ballymac Mosjo in 1 just seems to have lost his way a little bit at the moment. But I'm going for 2 Lenson Sanchez to beat 3 Paradise Maverick.
Okay, 2 to beat 3 in the opener. The 7:54 is the second heat, and the market headed by Trap 4, Crocus Champ, who's 6-4. It's 5-2 for Trap 2, Rio Quattro, 4-1 for Droopy's Norris in Trap 1, 6s for Lochteen Owen in Trap 3. Trap 6, Sunday Rain is 10-1, 12-1 for Thatcher's Champ in Trap 5. Who do you like in Crocus Champ? Has history in this competition.
He led in the final last year, ultimately just tired into third behind Salad Dodger and Droopy's Ward. And he suffered a hock injury soon afterwards, but his recent trial work suggests he's every bit as good as he was. However, it's a big ask to come and win a Derby heat after such a layoff. And I really like the chances here of Rio Quattro in Trap 2 for Danny Reardon. Very impressive when winning the puppy race on final night last year, having been forced to miss the Derby through injury. And he seems to have been given a real Derby focused preparation this time around. He's the joint track record holder for Henlow's 460 metre trip. He's got serious all-round pace when he gets it right, and I think he can out-trap Droopy's Norris in 1, also returning from a layoff, to take command by the first bend, in which case it'll be tough to beat. Crocus Champ, I think, given his trials have been so good, can make it through to the second round and set off on another Derby odyssey. But I'm going for 2 Rio Quattro to beat 4 Crocus Champ, Droopy's Norris in 1 for third.
Okay. On to the third heat. This is at 8:10, and Slippery Fred is the 4-9 favourite. It's 4-1 for Barefoot Apollo, 7-1 for Magical Charles. Aclamon Messi is 8-20-1 for Kill Magna Mike. Trap 4 vacant in this one. So the first real shorty of the night.
Yeah, Connections of Slippery Fred will be delighted to have drawn this heat. Trained by Larry Dunn in Ireland, he was runner-up to Sidarian Blaze in the Easter Cup at Shelbourne Park, which is always a top competition over there. And he's hit a very winnable heat. He did 28.57 in his first trial at Wimbledon, then got involved in a messy trial next week. I'd put a line through that. He really should prove a cut above these and justify those short morning odds. For the forecast, though, there could be a spot of value to be had. I think there are cases against most of the field here, and I think Kill Magna Mike in three at a big price could be the one to claim the second qualifying position and chase the favourite home. Of the others, well, Barefoot Apollo is far better than he showed in the trial stake, but slow starts have been hampering him lately. I'm going to go for 1 Slippery Fred to beat 3 Kill Magna Mike.
1 to beat 3 in the third heat then. The fourth heat comes up at 8.26, and Nuignolo is the 10-11 market leader. Ballymac Brogan is 9-4. It's 5-1 for Conor Trigger, 12-1 for both TJ's Panther and King Kane, and 25-1 for Hold'em Chico. There's a bit of history between Ballymac Brogan and Nuignolo from the Racing Post Juvenile. Do you see it between those two here?
That's the way it could work out, but it is a really good heat. When the heats were being drawn on Sunday, this heat 4 shaped up as, you know, one of the real tough ones, and I don't think anyone will be thrilled to be in it with only 2 going through and 6 runners, a full complement. Key could be TJ's Panther in 2. He's desperate for the rails, and so if Nuignolo doesn't break well from 1, he could be really squeezed for room early. For that reason, I'm going to go for Ballymac Brogan to confirm that narrow, short-head Racing Post Juvenile supremacy. He's got terrific early pace, and he could just get the run of the race from the front. Nuignolo has developed into one of the very best British-trained greyhounds and is a huge runner in the Derby. But this, make no mistake, is a very tough introduction. I know Connections will be delighted just to get through. Conor Trigger in 5 has brilliant early, but does need to lead Ballymac Brogan, and that's not going to be easy. If the race gets messy, TV Trophy winner King Kane could pick up the pieces. But I'm going to go for Trap 4 Ballymac Brogan to beat 1 Nuignolo, and Conor Trigger in 5 for the Tricast.
The 8:42 is the fifth heat, and the market headed by Fallow Blitz in Trap 3, who's the 4-5 market leader. Trap 5 Roxholm Ted is 7-2. It's 11-2 for Milbank Stevie, 15-2 for Trap 6 JT Dutch, 8 for Domino Storm, and Romeo Treaty is the 25-1 outsider. Again, a full complement in this heat. Jonathan, who comes out on top?
Could be another for the Irish here. I think Farlow Blitz in 3 will take a world of beating for Owen McKenna. Was runner-up in the Puppy Derby at Harold's Cross last year to Quietly, and has really taken well to Wimbledon in a series of trials. He's all about early pace. Now, he hasn't got margin for error, because Domino Storm in 2 on his immediate inside is pretty nippy herself. But I think Farlow Blitz has got the overall class, and it'll be disappointing if he doesn't get off to a winning start. I was all over Roxholm Ted in the Derby last year. He got to the quarterfinals and maybe just found the grueling nature of the event a bit too much, and I'm not sure he's quite in that form now. So the forecast, I'm going to go for JT Dutch, who's a real powerful finisher and can come through late to claim that vital second qualifying position. It's 3 Follow Blitz for me to beat 6 JT Dutch, 2 Domino Storm for the Tricast.
3-6-2 for Jonathan in that one. Then the 8:58 is the sixth heat on the card, headed by King Deck in Trap 3, who's the 6-4 favourite. It's 13-8 for Farlow Nutter in Trap 1. 9-2 for Ivy Hill Bart. Lockhill Max is 11-2 and 14-1 for Turbo Daniel. The ARC winner, King Deck, heads the market here. Jonathan, do you think he'll win this?
Yeah, last year's ARC champion for Liz McNair. He's got brilliant early pace, runs Wimbledon really well, and he's just hard to get away from. That's not to denigrate the chances of Farlow Nutter in Trap 1, who is a real renaissance dog. He was the Monmore Puppy Derby winner last year, but seemed to have completely lost his way until the last month or so. He's looked absolutely back to his best, but I just think that King Deck might out-trap him, and getting around that first bend, he'll be very tough to beat. Farlow Nutter in 1 is respected. Of the others, well, Ivy Hill Bart got to that valuable Kirby Memorial Final in Limerick earlier in the year and clearly has a good CV. But I'm going for 3 King Deck to beat 1 Farlow Nutter.
Jake Kingdeck to beat Farlow Nutter in that one. The 9:15 is the seventh heat, and JT Jet is 11-8 at the top of the betting for that one. 3-1 for Swift Kidman, 100-30 for El Pedro, 4-1 for Van Frankie, and 14-1 for Diesel Denziel. As the betting shows there, Jonathan, this is one of the more open heats on the night.
It is, and it'd be interesting to see how the race is run, because JT Jet will certainly be doing his best work late on, judged by his runner-up behind Ballymac Brogan in the Trial Stakes on the 9th of May. But I think Swift Kidman, unheralded and from a not particularly fashionable trainer in the shape of Maria Collins at Hove, well, she's done really well with this bitch, and I could see that the inside draw being the decisive factor here. If she comes away on terms, she's got a good chance of going around in front and wouldn't need much trouble behind to go on and claim the spoils. El Pedro in 3 was the dog that brought home the trainers' championship for Kevin Hutton at Sidimore back in March, and he may be the one to get the second qualifying position, because JT Jet in 5 might just leave it too late. But for 1, Swift Kidman to beat 3, El Pedro.
Okay, 1 to beat 3 in that one. The 9:32 is the 8th heat on the card, and 5-2 favourite is Ballymac Mannix. It's 130 joint second favourites with Koulavani Gooch, Lenson Premier and Drumsna Castle. 7-1 for Sing Song Man, and up to it is 10-1. I said that the 9:15 was open. Well, this one must be wide open, Jonathan.
Oh, it is wide open, and you know, if someone made a strong case for any of the 6 runners, it would be tough to rebut it. But I'm going to go for Drumsna Castle in trap 3 for Patrick Janssens. Now, he was very eye-catching in a trial stakes on the 16th of May behind Bad Moon Rising, but did split opinion because he battled hard to get to the front, but then got run out of it late on again by a rallying winner. I think he is better than that. I think he can improve for that. And I also think he's got a faster break in him. To me, he's unexposed and he's worth an interest. Main danger may come from trap 4, Ballymac Mannix, for Seamus Cahill. He hasn't really trapped, or certainly hasn't got round the bend in the way that he can heal it recently, but he does have a fast break in him. Koulavani Gooch in 1 will look to lead, but this trip really does seem to stretch him. I'm going to go for 3, Drumsna Castle to beat 4, Ballymac Mannix. Trap 1, Koulavani Gooch for the Tricast.
On to the penultimate heat on the opening night of the William Hill Greyhound Derby. That's the 9:48, and on alert is the 7-4 favourite. 5-2 for Belmore Neymar and Ballymac Vixen. It's 5-1 for Golden Apple and 12-1 for Outdoor Rumble. Trap 5 is the vacant trap in this one. Who do you like in there, Jonathan?
Ballymac Vixen for Barry Draper has got terrific early pace. Won the Perry Barr William Hill winning your in Derby Trial Stakes, and then was maybe just a little bit unfortunate not to get round the bend in his first attempt at Wimbledon, but did so in clean style next time and went on to win. He is all about early pace. He will need to go clear, and he's got to clear on alert, who flew round in the trial last week. But I think Ballymac Vixen is the value shout to do so. On alert, certainly he brings good form into the race, and a 28:33 trial last week certainly has to be respected. Belmore Neymar in 1 has also gone well in workouts, and the unexposed Irish Greyhound is another to consider. But it's Ballymac Vixen in 4 for me to beat 2 on alert.
And the final race on the opening night is the 10:03, and Diego Flight is the even money favourite there. Ring Ben is 7-4, 6-1 for Burnfoot Alpha, 8-1 for Westmead John, and 16-1 for Sporting Silky. Trap 4 is the vacant one in the lucky last. Who do you side with in the opening night's finale?
I think Greyhound here has been very much underrated by the odds compilers. That's trap 5, Burnfoot Alpha for Darren Golightly. Got to the Eclipse final last year and beat a certain Ewan Yolo in the first round of that competition. Subsequently, you know, continued to run well in good company and was really eye-catching on debut at Wimbledon on the 16th of May. I think trap 5 is a good draw for him, and he's got an all-round game, so it's not as though he needs to lead. I think he is the value. Respect trap 6, Diego Flight, who has proved something of a win machine for Liz McNair, and will certainly look to be up there on the outside. Trap 1, Ring Ben, really unexposed, having his debut for Matt Dartley, having arrived from Ireland, and you know, very much a learning curve where he's concerned for us today. I'm going to go for trap 5, Burnfoot Alpha, to beat 6, Diego Flight.
Superb stuff. Do you have a best bet on the night, Jonathan?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely trap two. Rio Quattro in the second heat. Not just on his ability, but I think you can maybe question the preparedness of a couple of his rivals.
Good stuff. Should be a cracking night. Enjoy it, Jonathan, and we'll look forward to speaking to you tomorrow.
Looking forward to it indeed. All the best.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.